7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fantabulous.
That's good.
It is. So today we're going to be talking about our younger selves. It's kind of like a reflection, I would call it. And I felt like it was a good one to talk about this week because, I don't know, I feel like I've been reflecting a lot on myself, not only just now, but like, I feel like, I don't know, I've just been thinking about my childhood a lot. Childhood a lot. Okay, wow. And because, you know, like how things come around, like from when we were kids and like it just keeps going around and around.
Mm-hmm.
So now that things are coming back and they think that they're the ones that invented it.
Does it make you remind you of yourself?
Yes. Until I have to crush their little souls saying that, like, we had it first.
We had that jingle or this and that.
Yeah, or the, like, not even that, like, even the outfits and, like,
especially that nowadays.
Butterfly clips are coming back. The bell bottoms are coming back.
Yeah, they think, like, the baggy pants weren't in then.
Yep.
We had the baggiest and the bell bottomest.
I got bullied for my bell bottoms.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Why? It was in.
You know who bullied me about that?
Who?
The husband.
Oh, no.
Before we ever, like, dated or anything. That was, yeah, like,
we all had bell bottoms.
Exactly. I think it's because I wore it with flip-flops in the summertime.
Oh. Okay.
But whatever. You know what?
Whatevs.
We learn and we move on.
So it's more about, like, dear younger selves. Type of thing. So we both have letters that we wrote to our younger selves. You, Rachel, think, being like a Bible length.
Listen, okay, I just like to write, but
I didn't hear it yet, but I know it's pretty lengthy.
It's definitely longer than yours.
It's okay though, because I'm gonna elaborate it on it.
Oh, good. See, I just didn't want to leave anything for the imagination, so I just like put everything out there in one shot.
This is going to be crazy to hear each other's. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like it was the hardest thing I ever wrote. You would think it would be easy. But one, between, like, do I say we? Do I say I? Do I say you?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then, like, having to think deep as to, like, what did I actually think of as a child versus, like, now?
Oh, yeah. It really got my brain moving, too. I'm like, what else? Oh, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, really? I forgot I felt that way.
Right.
Or,
like, that you went through this or this and that.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy.
But we both came up with, like, different, like, aspects of our lives that we would talk about
mm-hmm.
in our letters.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I just, like, whatever came to me that was the biggest thing I felt, I kind of wrote about. But, I wish we would have known this back then, but it's okay, because we were children, and...
Well, it's made us where we are now.
That's where we are, and maybe we can use this to help our little people in our lives, too, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about reading it to my daughter, too, just to, like...
Hopefully they don't make you stop reading, because I was reading it to my niece today, because she likes to hear stories. So I was reading it to her, and I wasn't even halfway done. She goes, are you done yet? She goes, I can't listen anymore. And I'm like, alrighty then. I was like,
wow.
Well, that is a boring. She goes, my brain just can't take it on to you. I was like, oh my gosh.
So it wasn't you, it was her, she said.
Let's just hope that.
She said her brain was overwhelmed.
So if your brain is overwhelmed after hearing mine, I'm sorry, not sorry.
Oh my gosh. I like this topic, though. It really opens up your minds.
Maybe,
you know,
we'll,
our minds.
Maybe we'll learn more about each other.
I'm sure we will.
Because, like, obviously, like, we'll know, like, the topical stuff about each other, but I feel like in depth and, like, detail. I don't know, depending how detailed you go. But, you know.
We'll see.
So do you want to do yours first, or do you want to hear a novel first?
I'd like to hear yours first.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Let's jump right in.
All right. Well, mine says... Dear younger self, that's it.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Dear younger self, I wish I knew what I knew now, back then, so that I can do a few things differently. Maybe then you'd be a step ahead, but looking back, I'm happy with how everything turned out. It's brought me back to where I am today. Sorry, it's brought me to where I am today, whether the situations were good or bad. As I look back, I think of all the memories I've had being young, and I loved our childhood. I still think about it till this day. The world may have gotten crazier, but you only got stronger. As an adult, you started putting your full trust in God and have a deeper relationship with him, that you left your future in his hands. His timing has been perfect with every aspect of life thus far, from family to health to your timidness to church and to your career. You're in for a wild ride, so just hold on as you read this. That's my intro. Oh, you're even off for the beginning.
That's sweet. Well, definitely, then, your perspective was different than mine. That's cool.
Yeah, like that's why I was like asking you. Like,
that's okay though. Okay. I love it.
Well, you're in for a wild ride then if you're already awing this.
Okay. All right. Don't make me cry.
So, starting with how shy and timid you are. You used to stay in your comfort zone and hide behind your mom and sister. You didn't want to speak to strangers or even order your own food. You were always the child to stay in the background and even being called the late bloomer in the family. Looking into the future, you end up having an amazing career, which, funny enough, you have to talk to strangers and put yourself out there and hustle, so no more laziness or hiding. You knew dropping out of college was a risk, but you had no doubt God would get you through cosmetology school, especially because your family didn't think you could do it. Quite honestly, you didn't think you could either, because you didn't know why you even were going. But you started from the bottom and working on your way up to the top. You've built a strong clientele base and even help out with a lot of weddings. You've set goals for yourself and almost crushing all of them. And side note, when it comes to ordering your own food, you now often are the first to speak up and order your own.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're telling your younger self who you are now, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Kind of like reminding...
It's different than what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I've never written one of these, so that's just how I went about it.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I basically, like, try to, like, explain what happened back then, what happened during, and, like, now.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when it comes to church, here's the next aspect of life. You started out as a toddler in the front row praising with your hands up in the air with no care in the world on who was watching, to then hide behind a computer screen doing projection. It was always because you wanted to be involved somehow, like your family, but you didn't want to be in the front line like them. You saw how well your siblings did that you doubted yourself even more and compared yourself to them. But as you got older, you realized that God has called you to be your own person and that he gave everyone their own talents and gifts. You first grew your relationship with God to a deeper level after a heartbreak and realized God's love never fails and only he can fulfill you. Once you started that relationship with God, everything just started falling into place. You got out from behind that computer screen and started challenging yourself in your faith. You had a great friend who he placed in your life at the right time, where you helped each other out. I truly believe that God places the right people in your lives at the right time, whether it's for a lesson or a lifetime. Well, she pushed you to your limits and had you sing your first special with her by your side. From then on, it kept happening and you didn't even think twice about it, even if you wanted to run and hide the day of the performance. You started getting more comfortable with dancing. You've taught the youth, joined the worship team, evangelized to others, and even started podcasts with that same great friend from the beginning to share more about God and your experiences. You've always cared about what people thought and thought you weren't up to par like your family, such as not singing like your mom and sister or speaking well like your dad and brother. You come to realize that God is your audience, not anyone else. Are you doing okay?
I'm trying to compose myself.
Okay.
Oh man.
So now we're into the health season. Okay. When you hit your senior year of high school, you weren't the healthiest as far as food goes. You were blind to the fact of how much or what you're supposed to eat. You never really opened your eyes to weight because it never affected you and you never looked at anyone in that way. But one day after your brother approached you about your weight, you opened your eyes to the things unseen, and the doctor told you that you had to lose weight. Although it was discouraging at the time, you appreciate it in life because you saw what food did to your brother and learned about health risks in the family. After being pushed to go to the gym by the gym crazy himself, aka dad, you started feeling great and you became that gym crazy person yourself. From that lazy little girl to now, it's your therapy, it helps your body because it's your temple, and you feel strong. You've hopped around to different places to where you feel like you thrive, from a regular gym to a trainer to a body boot camp to now Orange Theory. Orange Theory ends up being the winner, and it helps that your future sister-in-law is the head coach there. You've lost weight, you're happier, and you can keep up with so much, etc. Remember when you hated waking up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym with dad? Yeah, well, thanks to him, you love waking up at 5:30 to go to the gym now. You pray before each workout to help get through it, and you pray on your way out thanking him. That motivation never fails.
Aww.
And then we got one more.
I'm here for it.
This one's about family. So, saving the best for last, our family. We already knew how crazy and sometimes dysfunctional we can be, but you wouldn't be able to get through life without them. They're always your biggest support system, and they never make your day-to-day boring. Although there's an age gap, you get more of a relationship with your brother because you two are entrepreneurs. You also gain a stronger relationship with your sister because you no longer have to share that bedroom. Mm. That was a crazy part. You may have butt heads with your mom since you were that teenager, but you realize that you need her more than ever after moving out. Mom's jokes got cornier, dad's jokes get drier, but you still love the efforts. Your brother and sister gave you built-in best friends, aka your nieces and nephews, that you love endlessly and treat them like they're your own. They each have their own personality and all unique in their own ways. You may have come up with your own nicknames for each one that they actually answered to, even though their parents spent time picking out their government name. When you're not working, you love helping by watching them. You always had a camera in your hand then, but girl, you never let that thing go. You continue to make memories not only with your own siblings or parents back then, but now your gallery is filled with little humans they gave you. You might have flashbacks with a few of them because they may say or do things you do. Maybe I taught them some stuff and maybe not, but I won't ever own up to it. Don't be alarmed with the 11-year-old who is literally you at that age, maybe even worse, or the 13-year-old looking like a blonde version of you, or the 8-year-old copying all your moves. And the list goes on. You wanted a younger sibling? Well, there you have it. You have 5 now. And amongst all of that, you decide to let your now husband be part of that crazy ride. You've always wondered who that special person would be, but it was literally in front of your face majority of the time. That guy you, the one who you truly couldn't stand from 7th grade on, or the guy that you spontaneously started dating in the 10th grade. Well, yeah, it's that guy. Dating at only 15 years old, you never knew it would work out just based on who you two were. Maybe it started out as just a high school fling, but it ended up being way more than that. Mom may have joked about Willy Wonka being your husband, but you actually ended up with a Will. I can't. They always say God has a sense of humor, and I think that was one of them. You grew together in the most beautiful way, from having to build that foundation with God individually first, to being able to be on the worship team together, teaching youth, and so much more. We are able to be that power couple. God had a plan from the very beginning. When you guys hit your 11th year together, he asked you if you wanted to buy a house together. We definitely took the opportunity because we were finally heading toward the future. We find a beautiful home right before the craziest thing happens in the world, which was COVID. But you turned that negative into a positive because during that time you focused on the happy thoughts that you'd run to in the midst of the chaos. You got to fix up the home to your liking, shopped for stuff you've always wanted. You get engaged right in the beautiful blessing of a home you've newly received. You planned a wedding in 6 months, so the in-between fun planning happened, and so much more. When you got married, you've created this beautiful little life with your husband. There's always going to be some type of bump in the road, of course, but you both keep your faith and support system and got through it as if it was only an anthill. All in all, just keep your head up looking to God, even if you don't understand why something is happening in your life, or if you're in the middle of a storm. Enjoy all the beautiful things he's provided and guided you through. He always provides way better things than we could ever imagine. In the timing, don't rush it. With love, your future self.
My gosh. I'm just picturing your little self, like, somehow getting this letter and, like, hearing it from you.
Yeah.
From your older self.
Yeah.
I'm just like, imagine if your younger self could have heard all of that.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, imagine how if, crazy. Like, our younger self, like, you could just look at them and just talk to them.
And they'll just be like, oh, it's going to be okay. Wow, I did all this. Like, I'm just thinking, that's what I was picturing the whole time. Like, wow, I'm so proud of my older self, and it's going to be okay. Like,
oh, man.
That's crazy. Perspective. Was a cool way to go. It's different than mine, but it was really cool.
I definitely, I don't know, I feel like I definitely went in there, but I was deep in my thoughts when that's I was okay. writing that. So there's that.
It went together beautifully, though.
Yeah, now that I read it out loud, it doesn't sound that bad.
I need a second to process that.
I know, I saw you, I saw you, like, over there with your head down for a second, and, like, you're like...
I was so close. was so close. I was trying not to shed a tear.
Oh,
that was cute.
Thanks.
Wow. I don't even know what to pinpoint because there's so many things like I run into my head. But it was beautiful.
Thanks.
Do you have any more? Any?
I don't think I have anything else. I think I pretty much laid it out there.
Explained it all.
Yeah.
Wow. Dear younger me. Okay. Should I read mine?
I hope so. You made me read mine.
I mean now.
Okay. Oh, yeah. For all sure.
All right. Here we go.
At least it won't sound monotone like me.
No, stop it. Okay. Dear younger me, there is no need to fear the dark. There is a wonderful God who created you and the whole world, who loves you beyond compare. It's true. I wish you would have known this all along, but it's okay because he knew you and he chose you. I promise you, even though you can't see him, he is there. And one day you'll start to feel him there. You are strong and smart no matter what any bully says. No question is a stupid question when you're learning. You learn differently from other people, and that's okay. I'm so proud of you for realizing at just 13 years old that you needed to start making better choices for your body. Exercise and what you put in your body is even more important than you are figuring out. But I'm still so proud of you. I'm so sorry that you saw the things you did, like your stepdad abusing your mom and very mean adults who were supposed to be role models to you. They don't know what they're doing because they don't have a relationship with the God that I was telling you about. You see, when we really know God, he makes us pure, empathetic, forgiving, kind, and much more. All we can do is pray for the ones who hurt us, as hard as that sounds. It is for the best, and you'll see that. No one is perfect. We all sin and make mistakes. But the one thing we have to remember to do is apologize to our Father in heaven and try really hard to grow from our mistakes.
Whew.
I know it was never your favorite thing to read, but there's a book out there that has the answers to everything and can teach you all about our Father in Heaven, our Savior.
All 66 books.
Right? Read it. Learn to make yourself open that book. You won't be disappointed in the great change that you see. Surround yourself with good-hearted people that lift you up and that you can learn and grow with. Don't worry about fitting in or being cool and focus on your growth and finding like-minded people to thrive with. Lastly, work hard. Continue to do what you love to do and shoot for the stars. Nothing is impossible, especially with the help of that good old creator of ours. Cherish him, love him, build on the foundation of him. Then you will see the peace, joy, and love that you deserve, and you'll blossom for the rest of your life.
I do. Now I see what you mean by the two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm. I was literally talking to my young self, which you had reference points of that too, but you went more into like saying, "Don't worry, it's gonna be okay. This is what's gonna happen."
Yeah,
which is cool.
Got
That's
it.
Cool how we both had that different perspective.
And see the similarity, even though we had two different perspectives, was that we always gave God as the advice, in every part of it.
Yeah. We give all the credit to him, which he deserves, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to do in this life. Oh my goodness. That was emotional. I try not to cry for that either.
Shed tears only for both of us.
I know. I just wish, we could have heard that from ourselves, Hearing all those things could have made me just not fear the dark and fear, not even think about just knowing that there really is a creator and someone that can help you even though you can't see him. I like, that's what I really wanted to tell myself, you know?
It's like there is a light at the end of the tunnel to all that.
Yeah.
I feel like I just kept reminding myself about, like, him and, like, what's going to happen because, like, when I would... I was obviously always in it, but obviously there's going to be times where I slide off or whatever the case was and just maybe... I don't know what the actual reason would have been at this point, but since it did happen, it's like, don't worry, like, you do get back on track. Like, everything will work out because you get back on track and all this and that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, it would be nice... for our younger selves to know, but then on the other hand, it's like going through all the fear and the what ifs and, you know, just being a kid also could be a good thing because it helps us grow. And we're just so lucky that we have him now. And we get, you know, we get to have that and
Happy that I always had like the circle, like the community around me always. Even at home, I couldn't get away from it, so...
I know. I love that. And it's okay if you don't. If you don't have that. Because you can decide for yourself.
You have the choice.
You can grow so much.
They always say it starts with that one person in the household anyway, so...
I know.
If that's you.
And he's always called you. Like, if you're with God, he knew all along you'd be there, no matter what you went through, no matter the support system, if you lacked a support system... We're all, like, we're in the same place now. We want God. We cherish God. We love God. And we learn about him. And that's, and we came from two different places. It's a beautiful thing.
I feel like it also helps, too, that we always, like, help each other out in that sense, too. Like, whatever I learn, whatever you learn, put it together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a Bible verse. And it's kind of funny, I put it down as, like, my foundation throughout my life, since I have always came from it, because it has to do with the foundation anyway. So, in Matthew 7:25, it says, 24 and 25, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. So it kind of reminded me of, like, no matter what part of life I was in with God and everything, I knew I would never blow down because deep down I really did have him. And, like, I would always go back to him anyway. Yeah. Even no matter how... I was never, like, far from God. Like, I was always just, like, a touch away. But... even at those times, I was able to go to him right away, and especially because that's what I've always learned. So I always just applied that. But no matter, like, what, it just helped me remember that I did have that foundation and that nothing could sway me.
Yeah.
Because obviously, look at me now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's great for me the past couple of years to look at you and know that you did have that foundation. And as well as many other people, but now I'm able to grow on it, you know, like, even though I didn't, it's like, it's okay. I'm setting my foundation right now.
Yeah.
Or like the past,
it's
whatever.
Never too late to build.
You guys, it's never too late. That's what I'm definitely getting to. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I was getting to. Like, no matter where you come from, it's never late to build on that foundation. He will give you that cement. He'll give you that. Anointed wood. Ew. I have a verse I'll whip out. It's Isaiah 41:9-10. It says, I have called you back from the ends of earth, saying, you are my servant, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. I just love how assuring this passage was, and it would be cool if my younger self would know that. It's hard. It's so hard because we're like, oh, we want our younger selves to know all this stuff, but at the same time, we wouldn't be who we are without what we went through.
Yeah, that's why I had started mine off saying, like, I wish I knew back then what I know now.
Right.
And... It's definitely been a wild ride, especially not just with me, but like everything from the world back then till now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was never like great, but
yep.
it's gotten worse for sure. So that's why I also said, like, the world may have gotten crazier, but you only got stronger, because with God and, like, with the foundation and everything,
yeah,
you just go up from there, and you're definitely strong, especially if nothing could break down your house.
Yeah. You know what else I really, one of the big things I wish my younger self knew, like, when I was saying that no matter who hurts you, like, it's not their fault because they don't have God. They don't have that God I was telling you about, mm-hmm. You know. I wish I would have known instead of getting so hurt by the people who hurt me.
I feel like although you didn't have God at that time, since I did, I feel like I wish I also, like, handle things. But, like, mine was, like, opposite from yours. Like, you wish you knew how to handle it better. I wish I actually stepped up and did more than I did before, because, like, how you said that several years ago I got stronger in the sense of, like, standing up for myself.
Yeah.
I feel like I did that when people either walked all over me and or, like, hurt me or whatever the case was. I feel like I should have spoken up to them, and because I never did, it allowed them to keep on doing that to me.
Yeah. So, well, that's tough as a kid, though, even for me, like...
Well, I mean, I was, what, like, mid-20s when I started actually speaking up for myself. Like, I had a long time.
Yeah,
so, like, I get it, like, if I was, like, a kid.
You're talking, like, more of a, like, a young adult type of thing.
Yeah,
that makes sense, yeah. I met you at that time, too. You're very timid.
Yeah, that was my first one that I had talked about.
But... that's okay. Like I was saying before, when I told my younger self, everyone learns differently.
Yeah.
Everyone learns X, Y, Z at a different Z.
Sounded like you were about to rap. X, Y, Z.
Everyone learns X, Y, Z.
And that's what it's going to be.
Differently.
Hey.
It's going to be.
And this is why we write hymns.
But no, seriously, though. Like, don't ever... allow yourself to be hard on yourself.
Maybe at the time I could always tell myself, oh, maybe you were just turning the other cheek. You know how Jesus always says, if you got nothing, like, basically, like, if you have nothing nice to say, just, like, keep going.
I'm sure that could have been part of it, like, instilled in you. But you were more of a shy person too, so I'm sure like it was a mix.
I think I also just didn't want to deal with whatever was going to come after if I did speak up or whatever.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just pick my battles as well. Like, okay, that's not worth it. Let's just...
Right.
But I feel like that turned into everything at one point until I finally got kahunas.
But hey, it's happened. It's now. We're living in the moment. We're better.
And now I'm trying to teach my nieces and nephews about that, because they're hitting the age where they got the attitude and everything. So, like, just...
Teaching them what specifically?
Teaching them kind of like respect, depending who it is that they're talking to back like that. I'm like, really? Like, if that was me when I was your age, I would have gotten hit. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just like trying to teach them, like, boundary line.
Yeah, like, still stick up for yourself, but, like, don't take it too far.
And, like, depending how you say it, I feel like how you say it versus what you say could change the whole aspect of stuff.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm working on that myself, but, you know.
Yes. I'm proud of you for wanting to do that for your nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Because you've learned so much and you could give them so much wisdom.
Also, because if you remember from that long novel I wrote, how I see some of them kind of like be like me, like at that age, I'm like, no. Like, let's not. So hopefully, like, they hear that as well and be like, I'm talking to you too. Because it's kind of creepy how much we are kind of alike. But... yeah.
I mean, you're with them so much too, and they look up to you.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes maybe.
You're the cool auntie.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes maybe I do teach them some things, but I'm the fun one, you know? Like, I don't have to go home with them at the end of the day.
Oh, man. That's who they usually look up to, though. The people, the fun. You know, they're kids. They want to see the fun auntie.
But they're sponges, though. That's where you got to be careful.
But that's why your mindset right now is like, let me teach them.
Yeah, I think I'm just getting older too, so I'm just like over the other stuff.
Older and wiser.
Yep.
And honestly, like, we're still so young, so just be thankful that we are growing to be wise young women.
With the accent and everything. Oh, man.
I have a little more scripture.
Same.
Let me read some. I love it.
I think about the scripture. I think we went different perspectives as well with the scripture this time too. Mm-hmm. One, for the first time in like 10 episodes, we actually haven't had the same scripture.
I know, right?
This one time. And two, I wrote down a scripture for each aspect that I had read about.
Oh my goodness.
I don't have to say all of them.
You can say whatever you want, girl.
But you could go first because you brought it up.
Okay. okay. This is Psalms 145:8-13. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom. They will give examples of your power. They will tell about your mighty deeds and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all the generations. And the Lord always keeps his promises.
I like that last part.
Yes. That's honestly what drew me in to realize I wanted my younger self to know that.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a good explanation about what God does and who he is.
I was going to ask you what stood out to you with that verse of like why you chose that.
I don't know. I just like it because it's really explaining who God is. Like, they will tell about your mighty deeds. You know, it's just showing the strength of God and, you know, the goodness of God. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And it says here, you rule throughout all generations, which is really impactful too. It's like, it gives hope that, okay, this could move on and this could be like your family is now generations of Christianity. It's beautiful.
Like, everyone has a chance. It doesn't stop at just one part.
It's it's just very encouraging. And then, you know, it also says here, like, it's just explaining who he is. The Lord is merciful, compassionate. He's slow to get angry and filled with love. It's all the things that we should aim to be.
Yeah, and definitely.
Yeah.
Especially when you were talking about, like, the hurt. Like, you might have felt sad, but, like, to others, sometimes people might get them so angry, and it's easy for them to just lash out.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can't take back what you say, like how you said in the last episode, how you have power in the tongue.
Yeah.
So the fact that God is like slow to be angry.
Yeah.
So I mean, be I'm like that.
I mean, I had my moments of anger. I'm sure you did too.
Of course.
I got more hurt from like the people that wronged me, but I had my anger problems too.
You see, I feel like, I don't know if it's the same or different. Everybody might take it differently, but I feel like I had more of a temper where like, it's like a adrenaline rush of like, I got like of anger just like for 2 seconds. And I'm like, okay, then I'm like over it.
Oh, okay, you know? Okay.
Like, I don't harbor feelings. I don't. Yeah. I try to see their side of it, and like be understanding.
Even as a kid, you tried to.
Yeah, I mean, I never really liked to put myself in other situations with people anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just kind of stayed in my own lane.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just how I was. I wasn't trying to be that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You're fine. For certain things, I feel like as I got a little older, I consider myself self-empathetic and compassionate. So I think I learned young how to put myself in other people's shoes, which is really good. I'm grateful for that because that can change your whole mindset for everything. And, you know, we're all different. We're not the same. So if someone's upset or this and that, I need to try to understand why they could be feeling that way, or just understand that we are different and they are feeling that way.
You know, I'm always quick to think. So like, I wouldn't say always, but whenever I do have my moments, I'm like quick to think, and like, I'm not slow to it to like think about it first. But majority of the time I do tell myself, like, look at it in their shoes, like from their perspective.
Yeah.
Cause there's a verse in Bible where paraphrasing it, it basically says to look at yourself before others.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because why would you judge somebody else if you have your own things too, you know?
When you have a speck in your eye.
That, yeah, I had the word speck in my head. I just didn't know how they put it.
Or no, a log in your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that verse. So true.
Yeah.
Don't judge others. Judge yourself, man.
Pray about it.
Pray about it. Pray about it. And forget it.
Girl, you should just, instead of a hymn one day, we need to just rap.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, we are not called to be judging. Although, we can judge righteously. That is different.
Okay.
Do you know what this is?
Does that mean what they're already showing out there versus your assumptions about somebody? Do you know what I mean?
What they're showing out there.
Like, if it's something that you're just pointing out that you see them doing versus you making up assumptions and judging them about it.
You know what? I need to look into it more. But my idea of righteous judging is if, so let's say if God says it's not okay to cheat.
Oh, and they're doing it
or something, you know, like.
Yeah. Okay. I get it that way.
I'm not judging you, but I'm saying like, that is not okay. That's not judging when I say that is not okay.
I think I was kind of meaning the same thing, just like a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But kind of similar.
Basically, righteous is like God. So
yeah.
If you're basically just stating a fact that, you know, is in the Bible and what God accepts and doesn't accept. So if I say like, I don't support this. I'm not judging you. I just don't support it because my God says what is right and I know what is right and I want to follow my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get
that. And people will argue like, well, no, that's still judging. No, God says in the Bible. I don't know where, but.
You better find it.
So better find it. I know, I should.
Just flip open to the page.
He says.
Like, oh yeah, he doesn't. I have three different translations.
We can judge righteously, which. You know, it's just kind of trying to help people.
Yeah. I try to do that for sure more than
the wrong way.
Yeah, the wrongful kind of judging.
Yeah. Shoot me a scripture.
Okay. Well, which one do you want to hear about?
You know.
What?
All scripture is good scripture.
All right. So when I was talking about my career and like schooling and everything, I came across Proverbs 16, verse 3, which says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. I feel like that's a popular one. You just got to trust in his guidance and commit your endeavors to him. And you'll like ensure that your plans are aligned with his will and everything.
Your thoughts will be established.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that hits.
If you commit your work to him, like.
And all that you do, like, just
Jesus. That hits. If you put him first and you
and work. In everything you do.
Like, everything, like, your thoughts will be established.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
You got the one eyebrow raise and everything. Like,
oh, my gosh. I feel like that's crazy because I feel like I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But I want to be there where it's like my thoughts are established. You just got
to speak it out there.
Like, I'm probably halfway there. I'm getting there. But, you know, we're human. We have thoughts and this and that. But, no, I want to be at a point where God could be, like, established.
Yeah. And my journey, you know, from, like, dropping out of school to starting cosmetology and all this and that, I had no doubt that, like, I believed it. And so believing in it and knowing that it's going to happen, I just put God in all that I did. In some way, shape, or form, I got to where I am now. I still question myself on how I got here, but, you know. Well, I know how I got here, but, you know, along the way.
Like how much work you did to get yourself here.
I didn't even think I was qualified to do some of the stuff, and I was like, all right.
Girl, you qualified.
In Jesus' eyes. Sorry.
In my eyes, too, girl.
Thanks.
You're a hard worker.
I try to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or I feel like I hope I look like I am a hard worker.
I feel like you organize so much stuff in your life and you're able to shuffle it.
I feel like you have to.
That's not always easy. Yeah. You do.
I feel like I have to, especially because since I do get bored so easily and I have all these side things that I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Have to keep it all in line.
That's the problem that I have, though. Like, I need to learn how to make lists and plan things ahead and whatnot. It's part of my ADHD, yeah. But
I mean, I didn't.
I need you.
I didn't come up with that on my own. It came from my mom.
Yeah.
And just being raised with that and seeing her go crazy with schedules.
Oh my goodness.
And then now I'm rigid
still
with my.
Than you.
Yeah. And now I'm rigid with my schedules. And like, if it doesn't go up to par, like, I don't hold on to it, but I'm just like, okay, now I got to figure it out.
Yeah. I would like a happy medium. I don't want to be like fully crazy about it, but I need to do more. Like, I need a plan. I just like to
keep busy. And it's not always busy with just work. Like, I obviously have my own time too, like between myself, friends, family, whatever. Mm-hmm. But all together, like as a whole, I just like to be busy. I don't like to be bored.
Yeah.
I've always had that problem.
But it's also like to-do list. Like,
oh yeah,
it's hard to just keep it in your head because you have so, you know, the brain is wild.
You should see the notes on my phone.
So yes, like write it down. I've had so many therapists tell me like write lists, this
you,
and that.
You know what's
it's
crazy?
So hard for me to do.
My notes are next level because my lists that I have to do in the day, I put them in order with the times next to it that I need to get it done. If it's like a long if it's like a day where I'm not working, then okay, whatever. But if it's like a day where I know I'm working and I have to get everything done, and it's a long day. I have times right next to it.
Wow,
it's crazy.
That's
like
amazing.
Looking deep into your soul. I'm
just like, wow, the times.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that time, you do you get stressed out? Like if you don't do the
no,
task?
It's like a puzzle to me. I'm like, okay, then I'll fit it over here or tomorrow. Okay, okay. Like I'm not as hard on myself where
as it used to be.
No, just like if there's one or two things left on my list, I'll be like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Like I'll have time. Like
if you don't get to
I'm not gonna be like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I didn't finish. Like, you know. My next one is about my health. So 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 through 20, it says, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. And anytime people ask me like, oh, what are you working out for? Who are you working out for? I'm like, me, myself, and Jesus. I said that my body is my temple. So the fact that they actually had a verse was great.
Drop the mic.
Yeah, and they always say that, like, believers, like, their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and they have been bought with a price. They are called to honor God with it in how they live. And you have to live in a way that reflects their commitment to God.
That changes everything if you fully accept and try to understand that verse. It changes everything.
Yeah.
And it did for me, all those verses about our temple.
Oh, yeah.
There's another verse in the Bible. I don't know exactly what it is, but the one where it says she girds herself with strength, she strengthens her arms, et cetera, et cetera. Something like that, but it's just a beautiful thing that he mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, mentions everything that you need to know in the Bible, but there's so much about our temple.
And the fact that he created that temple, like you, your body.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy to me. Like even like when you like you've been pregnant before, so like just seeing your baby grown, like it's a body, and it's like all the things that are like entailed with it. It's crazy, like the details that he has with it. So why not like take care of it, you know?
Why not?
Why
not? It literally changes everything. It changes how you feel. It changes your relationship with God. If you're not gluttoning and like just neglecting your body, it changes everything.
I even I literally pray on the way to the gym, well, for the day, but also asking him to give me the strength to be able to get through that workout.
That's amazing.
And then afterwards, I'll be walking out. I'm like, oh, thank you, God, for getting me through that. I'm like, you know, I didn't want to go today, but I'm glad I did. Like, I was just thanking him for it.
That's awesome that you do that.
But yeah, I don't know. My number one thing, although I'm crazy about working out, and like, if I don't, I feel horrible. It's just, I mainly do it, obviously, for God and like, in that aspect, but also just my health in general. Like, I don't do it for anything that the world would say, like, oh, you just want to look good and this and that.
That's just how you feel, too. It's your brain, your body, your energy, everything.
Yeah.
That makes me, so that makes me, what you just said, makes me think of when I go on the treadmill or doing cardio, I listen to worship music,
which I do too.
Might be crazy to some people, but literally makes me go harder. Like, even like a slow worship song.
Not I'm the like, slow one.
Like, I'll be listening to like an okay, like, regular song, and I'll be like, dang, I'm getting tired. And then a worship song comes on, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I feel it running through me.
I feel it in my bones, and I just can't. Have you heard that one?
No.
Oh, wow. That's an old one Tony used to sing. But what's it called?
Isn't that true, though?
It is, because before Orange Theory, when I was going to the regular gym, I would always have my headphones in, and it would always be Christian music. But I don't know, when I'm lifting weights and the elevation worship comes on and it's like those like on your knees type of thing, I'm just like, yeah.
He literally gives you some power through
gives
that.
You the strength. I'm telling you, it's not your strength, it's his.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever it's like the fast songs, I always go to like Kirk Franklin Gets Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brandon Lake is a good one too.
Nice.
So like stuff like that, I'm just like, it does make it go harder.
Imagine if everyone else could hear what we were listening to while working out. Or like running super fast and it's like, praise the name of the Lord. I don't even care who's listening, but that would be hilarious. Funny.
And sometimes I wonder if they could hear it through my headphones because I blast it in my ear. And I'm like, speak to me, Jesus. I said, I could do this. I hate the elliptical, so whenever I would do that, I'd be like, Jesus, help me take the wheel. Like, yes, I could do it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you ask, you shall receive.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just have one more.
Sure.
All right. So Ephesians 5:22-24 says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
Oh, snap.
Crackle and pop. I had to go there, sorry.
You know, some of the world won't like this one.
Facts.
But it's true.
So true.
Especially for a godly man.
Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Stop. You're just a wink.
No, you triple winked me. It reflects where both partners could reflect Christ's love and sacrifice together, along with creating a strong, loving, and respectful marital bond. And it's a beautiful thing. It definitely makes their marriage stronger, especially if you have a godly man.
For sure. And it's not all about just submitting to your husband. Like, your husband has to have strong, godly values. He has to show you respect and show you your value through how he treats you, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's a tricky thing about, you know, people would hear that and be like, oh, so it's, you know, the guy is more important. No, the guy has to respect you. The husband has to respect the wife. Yeah. But the husband, men are built differently. Their minds, they're stronger emotionally most of the time and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that head of household.
We're the support. I think that they say as well, like, we're the support system for the husband. So, like, whatever the husband does, you're just right there with them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it goes both ways, but there's just,
as you said,
a strength.
Yeah, as you said, we're built differently. So, like, you both have roles. It's not that one is better than the other. It's just there's different parts to a body, right, that make a body whole.
Yes.
So, therefore, you guys are just the different parts that come together.
Yes.
And it's a strong body. Especially when you got Jesus.
For sure.
Preacher.
It has to be like a circle. It has to be constantly flowing through both of you. The respect you have for each other, and it'll just run smoothly if it's like that.
And it's important to have the same values as not just your husband, but like the husband to a wife to a husband.
For
either
sure.
Way. Because it'll definitely help you guide your relationship in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And always remain strong, and you just, no matter like what comes your way, you'll always be able to get over that hurdle.
Yeah.
More easily than if not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But husbands, you need to make sure you care about your wife's well-being, her mental, her emotional, because we can be a little rocky at times, naturally.
Y'all are stronger than us.
We're sensitive. You need to understand that our minds work different. And once you do that, once you show your wife respect, it's, you know how easy it will be for a wife to submit to you?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Legit, like, it is hard. It's hard. It'll be so much easier to for your wives to submit to you if you show them what they need. You give them what they need, yeah. The love, the emotional support, and just always be there for them. If you do that, any godly woman will submit to you.
I feel like also, you know how, like, if you're with somebody and the energy is, like, kind of like dragging and you're next to them, you might feel like you're dragging as well just because they're right there. I feel like if one doesn't go up to par with what they're supposed to do with their duties and everything, like how God has called you to do, the other person will be dragged down. So, like, how can you both help each other up if you're not on the same value, you know?
For sure. I believe in that 100%. That's a tricky subject, but I think that's what makes marriages work. You guys have to center yourself in the Lord in your marriage, and it should flow properly if you listen to what God expects from you and what each other expect, you know, what you expect from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and that's that.
Amen to that,
sister.
Though it's never going to be perfect.
No, definitely not.
Just want to throw that out there.
It's not always 50-50, they always say.
Yeah, some days it could be 80-20.
Right.
Some days it could be 90. Say you don't feel good, then yeah, one or the other has to pick up the slack with the kids, the house.
Anything.
You know? And sometimes it might be 50-50. It all depends. You got to help each other out.
Right.
But you have to communicate.
Just got to be ready for whatever each day.
Communication is key.
But the love never should never die.
No. No matter what. No matter what. If you have to sacrifice a little bit more that day.
Right.
Accept it, because there will be a time where you're going to need some more.
Yeah. Like, no matter what, keep up your role. Just, like, depends on how much of it you have to do. Yeah, that's all I have.
Caffeinated faith advice.
Yay. From Ray and E.
From Ray and E.
You know, actually, fun fact. Might as well put this out there. Fun fact. You know what's funny? Is that some people actually remembered our theme song.
Nah.
A couple people.
It was not that long, but it's funny.
It's not, but I don't know if it's just at the beginning of every episode or what. But it's funny because, like, at church, a couple people recited it back to me. And I'm like, wait a second. And they started laughing. I'm like, you remembered the song?
No way. Who did?
I'm not going to name drop them.
Dang it.
Because then I might have to have them come on here and do it for us.
That's funny. I love that.
I do like that. I like that it's getting around.
Yes.
I don't care if it's annoying to some, but we love it.
We love the corny harmonies.
I'm actually going to, on our Instagram, repost the video of us trying to even record it the first time, if you remember.
Oh, no. Oh, that was a wild one.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was kind of funny.
It's okay, though.
Good morning.
Dog sitting.
And also another fun fact of the day. I'm just full of fun facts. So our hymn today, I know usually Alyssa writes it, but I actually helped out today.
Ooh, she wrote the lyrics.
Yes, I done did. See, I could do it too.
It's really good.
It's actually just not novels I could write, guys.
I liked it.
Good.
I had to zhuzh one part, but
that's fine.
I loved it.
See, when two people come together, it gets better.
You shall hear it very soon.
Yeah, in the next minute or so.
Yes. All right. All jokes aside, let's pray.
Let's pray.
Be good to your kids, because they are your younger self. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I didn't know where you were going with that for a second. I was like, what?
Your kids are you.
Also, be nice to yourself now, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just reminding because people
because we're all just a little girl inside a woman's body.
Well, yeah. Especially in case you haven't grown yet or gotten to the other side.
For real. Honestly though, what? We're all so fragile.
We are.
We're children.
I'm a little softy on the inside.
Yes. And God even says it. We're all children, right? We all are to be like children.
I was just going to say, if only we all could act like them.
Yes, in learning, in expressing ourselves. Like, God literally says in the Bible, like, praise me like a child would praise
Kids
me.
Kids soak up all the information, mm-hmm. but you don't ever have ask them questioning it in that aspect. They always question it to learn more, and then they take it, they move on, and then they mm-hmm. end up using it at some point, and then you get surprised
mm-hmm.
that they even recited it one day, and you're like, how'd you remember that?
Yes.
So that's what we need to be more like.
So sometimes we have to have a childlike mindset with our praising, with our learning, with, you know, even our wondering, you know, mm-hmm. just.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, now
we pray.
Yes. Lord, I just thank you for this time that we had today to be able to write to our younger selves. I thank you for just how far we've come in our journey. No matter what background we've ever had or had to go through. And I pray for anybody who maybe hasn't experienced yet, or maybe they're going through the struggle at the moment. And I just pray that you strengthen them and keep your hand upon them as they go through it and show them which way they need to go. And
yes, reveal yourself to them.
Yes, and let them recognize that is the way to go and not always sway. Help us to be those great examples for anybody that may be around us, that we can also help provide some information for them to help them through it. And
yes, God,
I just thank you once again for everything that you've done and all that you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do, 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 do.
And here is our hymn. To the child I once knew well. Being small, the world seems swell. Little heart, you carried fears. Just believe me, he'll wipe your tears. There's a light that guides you with a love so bright. Oh, younger me, don't you see? God has always been there setting you free. In every tear and every doubt, his grace will find you. That's what it's all about.
Thank you guys so much for joining our podcast today, and we hope that you join again. If you guys have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to comment below. Or you can message us through Instagram. We are CaffeinatedFaith1.
And also, if you guys would like to worship with us or are trying to find like a home church if you're in Rhode Island, we are at Saving Grace Worship Center in North Providence. We're usually there on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays for prayer and a word at 6:30. We welcome you to subscribe to our YouTube page on Spotify, on Apple, called Caffeinated Faith. You can also find us on Instagram, which is CaffeinatedFaith1, or Facebook, CaffeinatedFaith.